Hello, 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 everybody. Hey, how's it going? This is Larry Goins. What's happening?
Hey Larry, this is Diane.
Hey, Diane. I'm sorry, guys. I was running behind. I'm sure probably a few people probably hung up, but my calendar reminder didn't remind me today until Ron just came in here and reminded me.
Well, good. So my emails to Ron worked.
There you go. That's good. That's good. All right, guys, I'm really sorry, but I won't keep you waiting any longer. Who has a question you want to jump in with?
Well, I'm just getting started. I haven't been able to come out to see you yet for the 3 days. I've got my website and my Podio all working. But who do you recommend for doing like the virtual assistant setting up for the calls?
So say that again about virtual assistants.
So that when buyers call, you know, about my properties,
Right.
what application should I use for that?
Until you get started, you need to answer the calls yourself if you can. If you're not able to, then you can have a VA take the calls. But what I have found of everybody that I know that is successfully doing the business, the closer you can get the person answering the phone that is going to be in on the sale, the better off you are. In other words, the lowest response and the lowest lead conversion you're going to get of somebody answering the phone is if it's somebody that is a virtual assistant, right? Next best thing is a local assistant in the United States that knows a little bit about real estate. The next best is going to be an acquisition manager that is the guy answering the phone or girl answering the phone, and they're going to be the one negotiating the deal and getting the contract. And the absolute best is going to be you.
Yeah, see, my problem is I work full time, so I'm not going to be able to take those calls.
Well, here's what I would suggest, okay? Where are the calls coming in from, by the way? What kind of marketing?
Haven't figured it all out yet, but I mean, it could
Okay.
be from doing eBay, it could be Craigslist, it could be, like I said, I've got my websites up.
Right. Do you have or are you going to have acquisition managers that are going to acquisition managers that are going to work with you to go out and run leads?
Hadn't thought about that one.
Okay. One way to do that is to recruit some local people to be able to take those calls and go out and run the leads. And you can track the leads by using a service like CallRail or Freedom Voice.
Okay.
Yeah. Assign a number to a certain marketing campaign. Assign a
Right, like
number to a
using.
certain marketing campaign, and then you can track how many calls came in, how long they were on the call, and then you could, if you're worried about your acquisition person stealing the deals or whatever, you can spot check it, call them back. Hey, I just want to make sure one of our people got in touch with you and they were able to help you, blah, 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 right?
How do I find those acquisition managers, though, if they're out of state? Because I'm in
You run.
Colorado, which is just too hot of a market right here.
Right, and where are you going to buy in?
I was looking in Georgia.
Good. So here's what you do. Let's say you're going to work Albany, Georgia. You go
Okay.
on Craigslist in the Albany, Georgia market, and you run an ad that says, Investor Seeks Apprentice.
Okay.
Right? Must have sales experience.
Okay.
Commission only. Full-time, part-time, or spare time.
Okay.
And then you have them reach out to you and you find out a little bit about their real estate experience and about their sales experience. They have to have sales experience. Real estate experience is preferred, right? You could also add something about, I'm looking for a boots on the ground person. I'm out of state. I'm generating leads in the local market. but I'm looking for somebody that can be my boots on the ground person. Go out and take pictures, get the properties under contract, show the properties, all that sort of thing, right? And then you can give them a percentage of the deal. If they're doing all that, if they're taking the calls, if they're going out and doing it all themselves, and you're generating the leads, you might have to pay them 20, 25%. I've seen some guys do 50%.
Okay. Now, why wouldn't you use just a regular realtor?
Say that again. Why wouldn't you use a regular realtor?
Yeah.
To take your ad call of somebody or your marketing response for somebody wanting to sell their house at a deep discount?
No, for them going out and taking pictures and that kind of thing.
Oh, well, for one, I mean, that's not what a realtor does. A realtor lists and sells properties.
Right.
You know, they don't really want to go out and take pictures of your house for you. For that, if you don't want to use your acquisition person, you use a service like WeGoLook.com, WeGoLook.com, or BPO Photo, PHOTO, Flow, FLOW.com.
Okay.
BPO Photo Flow.com. And they're a lot cheaper than WeGoLook, actually. So you could use one of those services or get your acquisition person, right? Now, if your acquisition person is also going to sell the property, right, you could give them a little bit more money, like maybe, you know, say I'm going to pay you 20% on the buy side and I'll pay you 20% on the sell side, so you'll make a total of 40% if you do it all, right?
Okay.
How about that?
Okay. So their job is going to be to answer the phone. Put up my signs.
They're gonna answer the phone, and they're gonna qualify the leads. Right now, you could have a third party service do it. There's third party services out there that do it, but it's gonna cost you money up front. Personally, I'd rather pay a commission only person to do that. Right.
Right.
But if you want to pay somebody up front, there's services out there that will take all of your lead calls, and they'll separate the suspects from the prospects. However, you know, a lot of them use virtual assistants, and they're not going to be as good as someone who is going to be the person that's going to sell the sell the seller at the same time, if that makes sense.
So now, one of the things you talk about, though, is using an RMLO for the qualification.
Well, an RMLO is to qualify your end buyer if you're doing seller financing. Are you doing seller financing or are you doing wholesaling?
No, seller financing.
Okay. Well, so if you're doing seller financing, then once you find a buyer and they agree to buy the house and you get them under contract to buy the house and you know they have the down payment and can handle the payments, that's when an RMLO gets involved. Their RMLO is not going to show the house or get the house under contract or any of that. They only get involved after you get them under contract.
After contract, okay.
Yeah, exactly. How was that?
That's good. That's good.
Those are good ideas?
Yeah, so if I wanted to check into a service that provided all this, any ideas on who I would talk to?
Any of the virtual assistant companies that are the large ones, like, hold on, let me go over here to my computer and take a look right quick. Let me take a look right quick, okay?
Okay.
That's your problem.
Okay, here's a few of them right here, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you want to recruit, train, motivate, and manage your own, that's fine, right? You could use Upwork for that, you could use bestjobs.ph. However, there's some out there that already specialize in real estate, myoutdesk.com, that's one. Also, 123 employee is one as well. Right?
Okay.
Now they're gonna cost you more money, all right? They're gonna cost more money. However, you know, they're already trained for real estate.
Right.
There's 24/7 virtualassistants.com. They do real estate. I mean, they do a lot of other stuff, but they have people that are specifically trained for real estate.
Okay.
Okay. There's investorvaservices.com, investorvaservices.com. Another one is va4rei.com. VA4REI.com. And then there's Revas, REVAS.US. That stands for Real Estate Virtual Assistance. US. Those are the big ones out there that are real estate specific virtual assistants.
Okay.
Those are the big ones.
Now
you're going to pay more. You're going to pay more if you use them, okay?
Right.
However, you know, it could be worth it.
Well, I mean, it's hard, especially starting something brand new, to do it remotely if you're trying to hire somebody and train them. And, you know, if you're getting them off Craigslist or someplace like that, there's a lot of risk with that.
Right, right.
I mean, I understand that you might get a better I mean, the other thing that I've looked at is my realtor here, actually, she's a go-getter. She might even be willing to take calls.
Right, right.
Now, that's going to be an out-of-state phone number, but because then she would get, what I was working out with her is, if she does my offers every day, or at least does the coordination with the remote agents for me,
right?
Then I was going to give her a percentage of my profit of my deals.
And this is who, the realtor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because since she'll get a little bit from the referrals, but there's not a lot of commission on these properties.
And what exactly is she going to be doing for you again?
Well, I'm going to find the leads that I want to make offers on. She's going to coordinate all the offers with all the other real estate agents.
Oh, okay, good. Good. So she's going to be your buyer's agent.
Yeah, so all I have to do is give her a list every day, and she'll take care of the contracts and the dealing with the remote people and finding the right ones and all
that's
that
good.
Kind of
that's
stuff.
Exactly that's the exact setup I have here in my office. My acquisition people are licensed.
Okay.
Except
so,
they're just working out of my office.
Yeah. So she might be able to answer these phone calls for me as well.
Sure. Yeah, as long as she understands. You know what? That's a really, really good idea, especially since she's licensed. You could say, look, here's the goal. Here's the number one goal. You need to take these calls and see if there's a possibility of buying this house at a discount. If not, like if they're upside down in their equity, they have no equity, they're not behind on their payments, and they're not interested in selling their house at wholesale because they have no equity or whatever, then you can take that call and turn it into a listing appointment, and I'll give those to you for free for taking all my other calls.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, that's a good
idea,
too.
Work out a deal with her.
Okay.
Do you like the idea?
Yeah, so what about, so those are calls of people that have properties that they want to sell. What about for people that want to be my owners? They want to buy the property.
The buyers. Yeah. Well, you could have those calls come in, and you just call them back. All of ours go to a voicemail.
Okay.
Just call them back when you're not at work. Now, you could do the same thing with the seller calls. But with the seller calls, if they get a voicemail, they might go on to the next number.
Right. But for the buyer calls, so just do a voicemail. Don't worry about a virtual assistant or anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't right now. Just have it go right to voicemail.
Okay.
And also, you could use a service like CallRail or Freedom Voice. We've been using Freedom Voice for many, many, many years. I'm just now in the process. I'm probably going to be switching over to CallRail. But I've been using Freedom Voice for many, many, many years. I like Freedom Voice. CallRail just has a few additional features that we're going to want to implement just
okay.
at our level. But Freedom Voice is fine.
Okay, and then have the sellers call my agent.
Right. You can have, well, what you do is you set up a number in Freedom Voice or CallRail or CallFire, whatever it is you use, set up a number and then have that number forward to your agent.
Right.
It's going to take.
Yeah, I wouldn't give out her number. Yeah.
Right. You don't want to use her number on your marketing pieces. That way you can also track how many calls you get come in for that number to track your marketing.
Right, and then use one of these WeGoLook or the BPO PhotoFlow to go take pictures. And
there you go, after you get it under contract. Don't do
after
it before
contract.
You get it under contract. Yeah. Plus, I mean, listen, whoever runs that lead for you, your acquisition person, they can get the pictures while they're there.
Right.
It's not going to be a separate trip, right? You can have them take all the pictures while they're at the house, so you don't even need a BPO PhotoFlow.
True.
How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Awesome. Well, I hope I was able to help.
Yeah, I don't want to take up the whole call.
Oh, cool. Well, we'll see if anybody else has any questions. But thank you. That's really some good questions you had. Good. Anybody else have a question?
Hey, Larry. It's Carly. I'm more just listening. I'm doing everything, and I don't have any questions yet, so I'm just working real hard.
Carly, what's up? I understand you're trying to buy a house from me this week.
I know. Dad called me and we started talking. He's like, wait a minute.
Oh, well, you know what happened? You called my number to listen to the voicemail message, and then it put you in our system, and he called you back.
Oh, is that what it was? I was wondering. I was like,
that's what it was. When you were here at the office, I believe you probably called the number to listen to my voicemail message.
I did, because I was trying to write down the script.
I knew that's what happened.
That's funny, because we were talking, and we're like, wait a minute. Like, I know you.
That's funny.
But he did
that's
send me some emails. I just saw it this morning.
Good. Be careful. He'll sell you a house now.
I know he will. Look at him. He's trying hard. He's like, I'll be up there this week. I was like, okay.
He's a closer.
He is.
That's
awesome.
Funny. Good.
Yeah, I was like, which house? And he's like, I don't know. I wanted you to tell me. I'm like, okay.
Awesome.
So, but yeah, I'm good. For questions right now, I'm just rolling through everything. I've got a bunch of offers that went in and more offers going in today. So, rolling along.
Good.
A huge from my search, just a huge responses.
Uh-huh. Good. Good.
But I think Rock was on here, but I don't know if he still is or not.
Yeah, I my calendar was not updated today, so I didn't get the reminder 10 minutes before, and then Ron came in and reminded me. Somebody sent him an email.
And then for the, so this is the second and fourth. What's the first and third call? Do we call the same number?
The first and third call is with Turk. Remember I Skyped in Turk?
Yep. I couldn't remember if it was
the personal development motivational guy.
Okay. And do we call the same number?
Same number.
Okay. We'll get an email about that.
Same
one. Right?
Yeah, whatever's on that card. Remember that metal business card I gave you that had all the call-in info on it?
Uh-huh.
The metal card?
Yep.
Yep, it's all right there.
I can pull it right out.
Awesome, awesome, good. Yeah, keep that in your purse. It can also double as a weapon.
Absolutely. Have somebody with it.
I know, it's a heavy business card.
It's awesome, though.
Good.
Yeah, you hear it hit
the. All right, cool. Well, let's see if anybody else has any questions, or anybody have any questions?
I think it's just the two of us now. There were two other guys here, but I think they hung up.
Oh, well, maybe so.
Larry, this is Sarah. I'm listening too.
Hey, Sarah.
Hello, Larry.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Have you found any people to help you with the co-wholesaling? I saw you making some posts on some of the groups.
Yeah, I've got people, yes.
Good. How's that going?
Not bad. I got like several people trying to co-wholesale with me.
Uh-huh. That's good. Are they finding new deals?
No. They are trying to co-wholesale the deal I already have.
Oh, so they're trying to sell them.
Yeah. I found the deal and they're trying to sell them.
So, Carly, are you still on?
Yes, I am.
So Sarah is she came to my inner circle, came to the office, I don't know, probably a couple of years ago, but she's doing
it.
Oh,
just a year ago.
Her picture is on the wall of fame as well.
Are you serious?
Your picture is on the wall of fame.
You're going to take a picture
of you
A
picture of you holding that huge check.
Hey, Larry, can you take a picture of me in your office? And can you message me?
I want to see it.
Wow.
I will.
She wants a picture of her picture.
You want a picture of the picture.
Yeah, I want a picture of me on your wall. That's an honor.
Well, you know, since you came here, we've moved everything to the big room. And I've got four walls full of pictures. All
wow.
Around. Yeah, hundreds of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all
over. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wall.
Wow.
Yeah, Carly was just here last week.
Oh, so she's a new Inner Circle student?
Yep, but she's already done a deal. She's actually on the wall, too.
Wow. So
you guys are on the same wall, but she did her first Filthy Richest deal. She bought a house. Sold it and sold the note.
Wow. Wow. So we are neighbors on your wall.
Yeah, you're neighbors
on the wall.
Are you going to take a picture with me and her next to each other and you can send to us?
You know what's funny? You're both at opposite corners on the wall.
Really? Oh, you're going to put us next to each other now.
Oh, you're hilarious.
Yeah, it was the funniest thing. I walked in and sat down, I looked up and I saw my face. I was like, what?
Wow.
You couldn't have sat down in a more perfect spot to see your picture.
I know.
Wow, I want to see myself on your wall.
Okay.
I'm serious. You got to take a picture and send it to me.
I'll take a picture and send it to you.
Oh, yay. Hey, I have
That's
a question
really
about the note.
Sure.
I'm sorry, what's her name? The one, she's on the phone right now. The one that,
Carly.
My neighbor on your wall. Carly?
Carly.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you sell the note? Who do you sell it to?
Well, I go to all the RIA groups here, so we call ours TRIA, because we're in the triangle, so it's the triangle RIA.
Okay.
We have a lot of note school people that attend the RIA. So I just put out some feelers, and I got a bunch of people to respond, and I just took the best offer.
Can you tell me about your deal? Like, some idea, like, how much you pay for it, how much is it worth, and how much do you have to discount?
I bought the house for $6,900. I sold it for $47,000. I sold a partial of 5 years, and I got $17,000 for that. And then I got the down payment plus the monthly rent that I got before I sold the note. And then I get the whole back end. It was a 15-year note.
Okay, so you got the house is worth what, $69,900?
She bought it for $6,900.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought it for
$6,900. Whoa, you bought it for less than $7,000?
Yes, I would love that.
And then, hold on, and then how much is it worth?
It was worth $51,000, but it needed some flooring and some paint and stuff, so I discounted a little bit for that, so I sold it at $47,000.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that great?
My God.
You
got it for $6,900 and you sold it for $47,000?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my.
I had 100 people respond just in like the first day once I started marketing it. So I was like,
wow, oh, that's amazing. And then you sold the note for how much?
It was just a partial of 5 years for $17,000.
Wow. And how did you find that deal?
I don't now remember how I found that one. I think it was on, I have an agent that sends me,
It was from MLS?
And I believe it was on the foreclosure list that he sent me. I'm actually
looking. Wow. Foreclosure?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So it's foreclosure. Is it HUD or is it something else? It's like a home pass?
It was just a regular foreclosure.
Really? Wow. And then how much was it asking for?
I think they were originally asking $24,900.
Wow. And you make it. Oh, so you were offering like 30%.
Well, I started at 25. I always started at 25.
Wow, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And you're selling for 47 with the seller financing, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That is so good.
Yes. So I was very excited.
Oh, you did good.
I just went right through the book. I just did everything Larry said.
No wonder you are on a Hall of Fame, too. Oh, Larry, she is awesome. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're going to have her on the radio show soon.
Wow.
She don't know it yet.
So where was the house?
I'm down by Wilmington, North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. That's Larry's market, right? No?
Well, you do North Carolina, don't you, Larry? I know you're south, but
See, there's plenty of deals to go around. You know what, Carly?
Mm-hmm.
Sarah is in California, and
she's
doing deals in Alabama.
Yeah, but right now I'm still in Connecticut.
You're in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Are you living there or buying there?
Oh, okay. I bought this house. I am in contract to get this house. This house, the up-to repair value is $2.5 million, and I'm in contract for $1.2 million.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I'm trying to sell $1.35 million.
That's a nice deal.
Yeah, so basically I got people to local people to help me co-wholesale.
Yeah,
good.
Sure, that's
good.
Yeah, wow, but the one that Carl has, that's pretty good, you know, like $6,900. Wow, that's amazing.
I just made the deal without getting any motion in it. Like, either they take it or they don't take it, I move on to the next one.
Wow. That's great.
Wow, so they listed for $25,000 and you got it for, wow, 25%. That is great.
Sarah, I don't know why you're so excited. It's the same thing you do.
What? Oh, no. For me, it was not, for me, I just wholesale. I did not do seller financing. It's a different deal.
Yeah, well, you're wholesaling, too.
Yeah, I'm wholesaling, yeah. But for her, she's doing owner financing.
Right.
So
she's
going
to do some wholesale, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wholesaled one deal, so I need to do some more of those just for extra money, extra cash flow.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, Larry, I think not a lot of people know that you changed time.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I don't think you send out emails, and a lot of people don't know about it.
Well, we send out emails, we send out Facebook stuff, but...
Oh, I don't think
I got an email this morning.
Okay. Well, I knew about it because I was on a call like 2 weeks ago.
When did you change the time? How long
ago? I think this is the first one for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people don't know you change.
They'll find out tonight at 9.
Yeah, they're going to say, what happened? Where's Larry?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Just to tell everybody.
Yeah, I think you maybe have to post on the Facebook or something. I'm pretty sure a lot of people didn't see it.
Good.
Yeah, wow, that's a good deal, seriously. Foreclosure on MLS, that's great. Oh, you know what? I did try to do some MLS stuff. Oh, my God. The one that I talked to is not very motivated, even though they are, like, on the market for, like, 200.
The one? Come on. You got to make 5 to 10 offers a day.
I know. I was getting lazy.
Oh.
That's true. I have to make, like, oh, my God. Yes, you're right.
Are you still doing any rehabs in California?
No rehab. Too risky. I like wholesale.
Okay. Very good.
No, I don't want rehab anymore. It's just too much risk.
Which part of California were you in?
Huh?
Which part of California are you in?
I live like 45 minutes away from San Francisco.
Okay. I lived in Monterey.
Are you serious? You're in California?
Mm-hmm. I'm not now. I'm in North Carolina, but yeah.
You used to be. You used to live in California.
Yeah, I grew up there.
Oh, wow. Monterey is nice.
It is. I was there last summer for a few months.
Well, the housing is so expensive there.
Yes.
Yeah.
The least expensive I could find was almost $600,000.
Wow.
And it was a teardown.
I know. Yeah. So, Larry, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. I saw the video of you and your granddaughter. She is so cute.
Oh, yep. She's just like her grandpa.
Oh. Oh, my gosh, she is so adorable. I want to see more video of her.
Okay, I'm going to send some more. I'm going to send some more stuff.
How old is she right now?
She is 20 months. She'll be 2 years old June the 16th.
Wow.
So check this out. My daughter, her birthday is 9/6/96, right?
96.
In other words, 9/6/96. Right?
Oh, wow.
That's daughter's birthday, September 6, 9/6/96. Her daughter, my granddaughter's birthday, is 6/1/6/16.
Oh, my God, that is so cute.
awesome.
I know, right?
A lot of that's a good number.
I know, right?
I know. That is awesome. Oh, 96, 96. That's so easy to remember.
I know it is. Yeah, very easy to remember.
Yeah. Wow, that's easy.
Yeah. Well, I hate I was late today. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just going through my emails and the deals.
Yeah, 10 o'clock is time for you to go. I mean, oh, 10 for me, 1 for you. Oh, 4 for you? I don't know what time you have right now.
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So you're 3 hours ahead.
Yeah.
Good morning for me.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock for you, right?
Yes.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
You guys have any more questions?
Okay,
you guys have any more questions at all? I love talking with you guys, but I got a 1 o'clock accounting meeting.
I know. It's time for you to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you guys have questions.
No, I have no more questions.
Okay. What about you, Carly?
I'm good. I just wanted to call in and make sure I didn't miss anything good.
Well, you guys need to connect with each other. And because you guys will be good inspiration for each other now that you've chatted on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, Carly, are you on Facebook?
I am.
Hey, let me add you. How do I add you? How do I? Carly. So it was
C-A-R-L-Y.
Last name.
Menino, M like Mary.
M. A.
Double N like Nancy.
N, okay.
I-N-O.
Okay, let me see.
I think.
Oh, my God, that's word. Many.
Sorry?
There are so many. Carly Marie. Oh, Diamond Capital Asset?
Yep.
Okay, let me see. This one, you have a profile. Is it while you're working on your goal, God is working on you?
Yes.
Okay, let me add you. Send out the request.
It, tell me your name again.
My name is Sarah. Last name, H-U-A-N-G.
All right, girls, I'm in my accounting office. I'm going to jump off. You guys stay on as long as you want to.
Sure.
Larry, have
all
a
right,
great
sounds
day.
Good. Talk to you guys.
Bye. Bye, Larry.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Remember,
okay, bye.
Whatever you say is, hey, remember, whatever you say is being recorded for others to listen to.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's recorded?
Yeah, all the calls are recorded and archived.
So
just remember, if I get off the line, don't be trashing me.
Okay, Larry is the best. We love Larry. My favorite mentor.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
All right, we love
I think
guys.
We better hang up. We'll see me.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Larry.
Okay, just add me, okay, Carly?
I just did, so I got you.
Great. Okay, bye.
Thanks, Sarah. Have a great day.
Great,
you
thank
too.
You, Larry.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Larry. It's Rock.
Hey, Rock, it's Carly. I think I told him you were on here earlier.